For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A Harupa Valley brush fire, which started around 11 a.m. Monday, has held at 105 acres and 10% contained. The evacuation zone west of Van Buren Boulevard was downgraded to an evacuation warning Monday evening. Evacuation warnings remain in place for people living north of Harupa Avenue and west of Fremont Street and Industrial Avenue south of the Santa Ana River bottom. An evacuation center is open at Patriot High School on Camino Real in Harupa Valley. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to spend nearly $2 billion on wildfire mitigation and preparing for other natural disasters. The state has projected a big budget surplus this year. Newsom says his proposal would be the largest investment in wildfire preparedness in state history.
We have had so many record-breaking years and months over the course of the last decades. Clearly, we recognize we need to step up our efforts here in the state of California.
Newsom's wildfire preparedness plan includes money to hire an additional 1,400 seasonal firefighters and purchase more than a dozen air tankers and firefighting helicopters. The final dollar amount will be determined by the legislature. Memorial Day weekend officially kicks off the summer travel season. And KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports Ontario International Airport is expecting passenger traffic at near pre-pandemic levels during the summer months.
Airport officials credit a strong inland economy and growing population for the predicted summer travel rebound. According to a news release, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, 1.4 million passengers are predicted to travel through Ontario Airport, and 75% of seats are expected to be filled on the airport's more than 66 flights per day. Travelers will still need to keep wearing those masks at the airport and aboard aircrafts. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A massive new $1.7 billion concourse with 15 gates has opened at Los Angeles International Airport. The West Gates expansion went into service Monday after a ceremony marking more than 4 years of work as part of a $14.5 billion airport modernization project. The concourse will serve international and domestic flights. Located just west of the Tom Bradley International Terminal, the five-level, 750,000-square-foot West Gates Concourse is 1,700 feet long. Officials say it's based around a digitally-based travel experience. It includes biometric boarding gates, thousands of places to plug in, wireless internet, and touchscreen kiosks. Prosecutors say two U.S. Postal Service employees have pleaded guilty to charges they purchased postal money orders with thousands of dollars in California unemployment benefits obtained through false claims of pandemic-related job losses. Each man pleaded guilty in separate hearings Monday to one count of use of unauthorized access devices. Prosecutors say the two, who worked at different L.A. area post offices, obtained debit cards that had been issued by the California Employment Development Department based on applications submitted under 10 stolen identities. When sentenced later this year, each defendant could face a statutory maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. Two victims of a barbershop stabbing in Riverside are recovering in the wake of a shooting that left a former employee dead. Police said Monday that the facts of the incident last Friday will be presented to the district attorney, but there have been no arrests. Joseph Jimenez, 33, is alleged to have stabbed the other two men before one of them retrieved a gun from a drawer and fatally shot Jimenez. Jimenez died about an hour later at Riverside Community Hospital, the coroner said. The identities of the surviving barbers were not released. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.